Are you ready for some show and tell? Stay tuned for this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome back, because I'm assuming that you're back for the show and tell on the coffee enemas, right? So if you're a first-time listener, welcome, and you absolutely have to stop right now and go back and listen to last week's podcast. You have to, because this is not going to make sense.
Oh, yes. And if you haven't already been watching our YouTube videos, because we've been YouTubing these podcasts, now's the one to watch, because we're going to do a show and tell and show you what these things look like.
So
it's going to be really hard to see them unless you're watching us.
That's right. So if you've been following us, great. You're right on target. And again, if you're a first time listener, please go back, watch last week's, and then come back and watch this one, because it'll make much more sense than if you watch this now. We're halfway through a podcast that started last week on coffee enemas. All right?
Yeah.
Game changer, coffee enemas.
Yes.
Yeah. So we promised you a little show and tell.
Yes.
So just to kind of summarize, or just kind of like recap what we talked about last week, coffee enemas are a game changer when it comes to helping to detox your body. Okay, there's so many different ways that you can help your body. I mean, first of all, your body is always detoxing, okay? And we detox in different ways. When we go to the restroom and have a bowel movement, that is one of the ways we detox. When you go to the restroom to pee and urinate, you're detoxing. You're getting rid of toxins that are coming, that have been filtered through the liver. When you sweat through your skin, that's a form of detoxing. When you breathe out, when you exhale and breathe out, you're also detoxing, getting rid of things from your lungs, okay? You detox through your lymphatic system. That is a major way that you detox. And actually, we've been talking a lot about the lymphatic system since January. We've been on this series that is really focused on the lymphatic system. Okay. And but then, in addition to your body detoxing, there are other things that you can do outside of your body. You know, things that you specifically do to help your body detox, because your body is constantly being bombarded by toxins, constantly, in the things that we eat, the foods that we eat, the drinks that we drink, the things that we put on our skin, lotions, soaps, oils,
shampoos,
name it, okay? Mm-hmm. The things that we breathe in the air, not only outside, but it can even be environmental toxins, you know, some, depending on where you work. I mean, you may work somewhere where there are chemicals being used, from anything. I mean, it can even be chemicals from printing machine, chemicals from cleaners that are being used.
I was gonna say cleaning materials, even in the home.
Exactly.
When cleaning your home, all those cleaning materials are toxic.
Exactly. So your body is constantly being bombarded by toxins, not to mention the toxins of emotional distress. Okay. I mean, that's like a whole topic in itself. But you can help your body to detox. And so we've been talking for the past few months about different ways to detox your body. And that kind of brings us into last week, when we started talking about coffee enemas as a way of detoxing and helping your liver to dump out even more toxins, and to get the revving up of this enzyme called glutathione, which works to help detox your body even more, and you know, is also a potent antioxidant. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we talked about coffee enemas. Yes, you heard me right. Coffee enemas, coffee through the rectum. And this is why, if you're still on this podcast and haven't listened to last week's, you need to really stop and go back and listen. Okay, because now we're going to jump into just showing you. All right, so there's different ways to do this. I'm going to show you the way that I've been doing this. And, you know, it may not be the correct way, but from all the reading that I've done, I have come up with this little system.
Is there a wrong way to do a coffee enema?
Exactly.
I guess. If you're putting scalding hot coffee up your rectum, that's probably a bad thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so number one, we talked about the coffee. Okay, you're not going to use Folgers coffee. Okay, well, you can if you want. I mean, and you know, if you really, really want to get the aroma of coffee, you can. But that is not going to do what needs to be done as far as detox, helping your liver to detox and get rid of bile and toxins that are in the bile. Okay, what you need is organic coffee, and we talked about this last week. And you want, and because it's being made from blonde beans. I mean, they have been very lightly roasted. Okay, in fact, if I recall, I even remember reading an article where you can even use beans that haven't even been roasted. Okay,
so this powder is very yellow.
Yes.
It's not brown.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So this is from a company called S.A. Wilson, and it is an organic coffee. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's an organic coffee. It's called Gold Roast Coffee Premium Grind. This is ground because I don't want to have to be grinding this coffee myself. And basically, it's considered one of the finest organic coffees. When you open up this bag and take a whiff of it, it's not good.
No.
Okay?
Because it does not smell like coffee.
It does not smell like coffee. And I remember when I first opened it, I was like, I think we got the wrong thing. I got to return this. But it's not the aroma of coffee that you're used to. All right? This is like green stuff compared to typical coffee. Okay, it's organic, and that's what you want because you're going to have the highest content of phytonutrients, which are basically the goodness of green plants. Okay, it's like antioxidants, potent antioxidant, and that's what you want. So you're going to be using this, and there are some other organic coffees out there. Okay, mm-hmm. But this is just the one that I'm using. This is the one I was recommended by the naturopathic doctor that we met with.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, there's different types of enema bags out there. If you look up enema bags, you're going to find different stuff out there. All right? The enema bag that I went with, because I wasn't really sure if I was going to keep doing this, okay? And so I didn't want to like go all high end buying a $100 bag, but yes, there are bags out there that you can buy that are made out of silicone, and you know, and I guess the rubber part of it does make a difference because some rubbers can release chemicals that aren't good for you, and so you're kind of just doing yourself a disservice. And so I actually just went to Walgreens and bought just a very generic enema bag. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you may be familiar with this. Maybe you saw grandma with one of these that she filled with hot warm water, and then this got like a little thing that you can screw in there that you know covers it, and you can like put it on your belly, you know, if you want to put something like a it's kind of like a little heating pad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you may have seen something like this. It actually is pretty old-fashioned looking.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just a rubber red.
Yeah, that costs $17.
Nice.
At Walgreens.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you're new to this, I would probably start out with something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. To just try it out, see how it goes. So I'm very... very, very, I'm stickler to the cleansing process for that. You can ask Tina. Very much so.
Very thorough.
I clean it with hot water. I clean it with alcohol.
The fact that we're handling it right now, that's the thing she's trying to let you know, that it's safe.
Exactly.
I could probably put this thing in my mouth, and I'm just kidding, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, don't do that. But anyways, the point is, like this bag, I bought it in September, mm-hmm. October. Mm-hmm. I've actually been using it now over 6 months, mm-hmm. okay? But I take very good care of it. And initially when I started, I was doing like maybe one coffee enema a week. And then gradually I increased it to twice a week. And now I do it much more regularly. I do it pretty much almost every day, once a day, okay? But you brew the coffee, and what I use, some people and some of the information out there, they'll say boil it and then you have to strain the little coffee grounds. I don't do that. I keep it very simple because I've got a schedule to stick to, and I have to keep it simple. So Tina bought me a little coffee maker. It's little Mr. Coffee Maker, and it's just a four cuppers. She bought me the small one, and I literally, that's all I do it in. I brew it in this, okay? And I fill it up to the 2 cup, and then I put in I started out with 2 tablespoons of the coffee grounds. Now I'm doing like 2.5, sometimes 3, okay? Mm-hmm. And I basically brew it in here. And then once it's done, I take it and then I fill it up with cold water. And I am using purified alkaline water. But then I'll fill it up with cold water to cool it down, and I put it in the fridge for 10, 15 minutes to cool it down.
Okay. So 2 cups of coffee and then 2 cups of water
that yeah, you're adding
to I fill it, to it make up a total of 4 cups.
About 4 cups, okay. Yeah, 3 to 4 cups. Okay, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be exact. I mean, if you wanted to, you could just do those 2 cups of brewed coffee and just do that, okay? It's just going to, the important thing is that you're just going to have it there in the rectum, mm-hmm. okay? I fill it up a little bit more. And so you please be very careful. You do not want to burn your colon, okay? This is not about burning your colon, and you can burn your colon. If you put this hot coffee in there without cooling it down, you will burn your colon, and that's going to be a whole different story. Do not burn your colon. Cool it down. You want this to be like where you just barely, you can stick your finger and it's just barely lukewarm, okay? So please do not burn your colon. Mm-hmm. So I cool it down. Sometimes it's even more on the cold side. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather have that than to accidentally burn my colon. Mm-hmm. So then I pour this into the bag. I seal it up. Okay, I close it off. One thing that you want to do when you fill this up is clamp this off, okay? Because if you turn this over and you haven't clamped it off, you're going to lose all your coffee on the ground, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's not where you want it to go. This is going to go in your rectum, okay? All right, so then I fill it up. Then I hang this on the towel rack. I go in the restroom, and I have a special restroom that I use here at home that is very cozy and secluded.
We do use the restroom for other things, not yes, just for yes. coffee enemas.
And I actually use some coconut oil to lubricate the tip, and then I insert this into my rectum, okay?
And then you pull the...
And then I unlock the clamp.
Unlock the clamp.
And then it goes in, okay? You're going to feel it when it goes in. All right, it's going to fill you up. One thing that I do, and I think I mentioned this on the previous, right, that mm-hmm. I actually will drink 2 big things of water first thing when I wake up in the morning, and that actually makes me poop, okay? You want to actually evacuate some of the stool out of your colon before you go putting this in, because if not, you're going to have a rectum full of poop,
and then
you put that in, you're gonna like poop that out.
It's gonna be difficult for you to hold the coffee
yeah,
in.
Exactly.
The whole idea of the detoxing is that you hold the coffee in the rectum for at least 15 minutes.
Yes, 12 to 15 minutes. Right. I always do 15 minutes. And if you have not had a bowel movement when you wake up, it's going to be really hard.
As soon as you put that coffee in, you're going to want to release it and have a bowel movement.
Yeah, so. And you're going to totally
defeat the purpose
of it. Okay, so try to have a bowel movement before, mm-hmm. okay? However you can do that. If that means drinking 2 big things of water with salts to clear out your rectum. And then you hold it for 15 minutes, okay? And during that time, I mean, you could do some light reading, you could do a meditation. A lot of times I am listening to something on YouTube or a podcast, or I'm reading. However, sometimes at the beginning more so, it was harder. Now I can hold it in and do okay for those 15 minutes. But at the beginning, as I was getting used to it, like I was getting some major spasming and cramps, and I'd have to move on my right side, get on my back, move back to my left to move that water, move it around. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even like massage my stomach. And sometimes it's just like pockets of gas that are in there that are causing it, because sometimes you'll hear like, mm-hmm. and you know, and it's like a bubble of gas. But anyways, you hold it if you can for 15 minutes, it'll be more beneficial. That's going to be the most beneficial for the liver, for the gallbladder, you know, for the release of the bile, which is where the toxin is. You let it go. Couple things I didn't mention after it's cooled down and before I'm going to put in the bag, I put some drops, about 5-6 drops of tangerine oil or lemon, because that actually helps to enhance the detoxing part of it. In about half an hour before I do the enema, so before I even start prepping it, I take some chlorophyll tablets. Okay, I take like 3 chlorophyll tablets, because chlorophyll actually helps with binding toxins and cleansing you out. And so I'm kind of like getting ready, because when I do that and get the liver and gallbladder, if you have a gallbladder, I mean, you're still gonna release bile because the bile is made in the liver, but you're gonna prep. And so I take chlorophyll, and then once I finish the enema and I'm done with that in the bathroom, then I take another 2 or 3 of this, because this is also gonna help to bind up all that toxin that now has just been released from the gallbladder, you know, or from your liver in the bile. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When I'm done with the enema, like I said, I go through a very intense cleansing of that bag and the tip and the tubing and everything with water and alcohol. And then I hang it up to dry. And so that, there you go. That's your coffee enema. And yes, I feel amazing. I feel great. I feel like, you know, I mean, I just think that truly is a game changer when it comes to detoxing your body, detoxing your liver. And so that's it.
Yes. Yes. And I started doing them because I saw how great she was feeling. And it is an awesome feeling afterward. It's not like a high you get with caffeine, but it's just a lot of great energy that you feel afterwards. So they are definitely making a difference for me, too.
Yeah. And it's very different from the caffeine high that you get when you drink coffee, because mm-hmm. it's just very different. It's not that I'm getting a high from the caffeine in that way. It feels very different from that. And I would know, because I drank, you know, coffee for a long time, caffeinated coffee. So anyways, if you have any questions, reach out to us. Just wanted to remind you that we do have a new website, it's an updated website, mm-hmm.
Dr. Liz Cruz.com.
Yeah. DrLizCruz.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we also have a new app. That's right. For Androids, for iPhones, please go on iTunes and Google Play mm-hmm. and download our app. I mean, you can do so much on our app now. You can buy our supplements, our products. You can, if you're one of our existing patients and you need prep instructions or you need directions to the surgical facility, you can find all of that on our app.
Yep.
A lot of great information. Oh, and you can download our podcast from the app. So please go and download our app, get it on your phone. It's going to help streamline everything in regards to everything that we're doing. All right. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.